As we've seen recently, politics can be divisive. But if there's one thing we can all agree on, it's the weekend. We all want to create core memories in our leisure time, don't we? As challenging as some of us may perceive things to be now, in 1777, Philadelphia was occupied by British troops for 9 long months. The Museum of the American Revolution recognizes that time at its Occupied Philadelphia event on Saturday and Sunday. Held on the venue's outdoor plaza, the event uses history reenactors to show what life was like during those difficult months. Walking tours, additional programming, and kid-friendly activities are scheduled starting at 10 a.m. If the last few weeks have you reaching for a drink, we get it. Tonight at the Lincoln Financial Field, you can find multiple options. No, we don't mean at an Eagles game. It's Philadelphia Magazine's Whiskey and Fine Spirits Festival. Over 250 whiskey, vodka, tequila, gin, rum, and scotch brands will be in town offering samples, and some of Philly's best restaurants will be there too. There are also interactive spirit lounges and more. The event is adults only, starting at 5 p.m. for VIPs and 6:30 for regular folk. We'll have that info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm in a peaceful place. I found something no one can take away. I'm in a peaceful place now. Music can calm your nerves as well. This weekend, there are two Leons in town. Leon Bridges is here tonight at the Met Philadelphia promoting his self-titled fourth studio album. The show starts at 7:30.
Come on and dance for me, dance for me, dance little love for me, girl.
Actor Leon played David Ruffin in the miniseries The Temptations because he always had musical leanings. He's here at City Winery on Friday with his reggae band, Leon and the Peoples. The show starts at 7:30. Whichever Leon you choose, you can't go wrong. Deferring to comfort food during trying times is a no-brainer. There's just something about food cooked on a grill that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. The Philadelphia Street Food Festival is at Xfinity Live on Saturday. It features all the foods you love: pizza, hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries, tacos, and of course, the mighty, mighty cheesesteak. Once you're inside, everything is $5 or less, but you have to get inside. There are still general admission tickets left, but some tiers are already sold out. So if you want to go, get those tickets now. The fest goes from 2 to 8 p.m. Art is another way, and maybe a healthier one if we're being honest, to soothe your soul. There are two film fests in town where you can choose from a variety of works from new and established filmmakers. The Philadelphia Asian American Film Festival starts tonight. It's taking place at multiple venues, including the Asian Arts Initiative. But it's a hybrid festival, so you can also watch screenings online. It goes through November 17th. The Delco Film Fest happens over 2 days at Foundry Church in Wallingford. Shorts will screen on Friday starting at 7, and the feature showcase starts Saturday at 6. Nothing feels better than connecting with your community, and that's the mission of Spiral Q. They're putting on their 17th annual Peoplehood Parade and Pageant. It's on Saturday, starting off from the Paul Robeson House in West Philly and heading to Clark Park. Even if you haven't already worked on the jaunty costumes and human-powered vehicles that characterize the annual event, you can feel free to join up exactly as you are. The parade starts at 1 p.m. We started out this week's Things to Do talking about what it felt to live like under an oppressive regime and the revolution it took to create America. On Sunday, we thank the many soldiers who helped secure those freedoms as we celebrate Veterans Day. This year, the parade and festival start at a new place, the Barnes Foundation, before heading to Eakins Oval. Veterans, we salute you and thank you for your service. The parade starts at noon. Well, it's time for us to high step on out of here and get ready to enjoy our weekend. We hope you can do the same. But before we let you go, we have to acknowledge a classic band in our area. The Average White Band is coming to the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood on Friday night on what they say is their farewell tour. We're going to miss you guys. The show starts at 8. If you missed anything or want to hear more, we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.